First Timothy chapter number 4. This morning we talked about the importance of the Bible, and tonight we're going to look at some more, practical application. The reality is, if we truly want to grow in our Christian walk, we cannot leave the Bible out. We're not going to grow unless we have the Word of God in our heart and the Word of God in our life. And if we desire to take that next step, if we desire to continue to grow in our Christian life, if we desire for our church to grow and to grow spiritually, it's not going to happen unless we have the proper attitude towards the Word of God. This morning we mentioned a couple different things and talked about a couple different interesting sayings that I'm going to repeat because I thought they were not only impressionable but also very pertinent. How we view the Word of God shows a whole big bunch about how we view the God of the Word. Let me say that again. The view you have of the Word of God tells about the view you have of the God of the Word. The reality is we cannot have what we say is the proper view of God and not truly view His Word as being key and important in our Christian lives. We talked this morning about a few other ones. The Bible is a living book. Let the Bible live in you. Let the Bible as a living book, let it live in you. The living Word wants to reveal Himself in the written Word. And I like this one, probably one of the best for me at least. Don't expect the Bible to get into you unless you're getting into it. I mean, somehow we think it's magically, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, I'm on my way to heaven, I have my Bible sitting next to me, or I have my Bible maybe, as I mentioned this morning, laying on the nightstand while I'm sleeping. It doesn't just happen automatically, even though you're sleeping next to it, doesn't mean that it's getting in you. You cannot get into your Bible, you cannot have the Bible getting into you except you get into it. We mentioned this morning the importance of consecrating. We talked much about it this morning in the morning service about surrendering, but not just consecrating. There's a concentration that needs to happen. We need to learn how to concentrate on the Word of God and concentrate on what God is trying to tell us and what God is trying to do in our lives. We have to determine what is the most important thing in my life. What is the most important thing each and every day of my life? I have to determine what's going to have that highest priority. And most of us would say, if we sat down and had a spiritual mindset, you know, meeting with God, hearing what God has to say to me must be more important than anything else. And if that's the case, then is that the priority we make of it?